It is a fear that goes to the bones and clenches the stomach. Something is off. Something is not right with your child. You know it. You feel it. But you can't name it, and you don't know where to turn. To the experts? To friends? Or do you listen to your own gut? In Kyla Hannington's case, it was a letdown all around, and she is furious about it.
I've just been told that my youngest daughter has high-functioning autism. I'm sitting in a deep, comfortable leather couch across from an educational psychologist who is trying to give me some information. All I want to do is cheer. But I sit there and just look at her blankly because I don't feel that the right reaction is to fist pump. But that's what I desperately want to do. I told you. I told you. There are other feelings in there. It's like a crowd is suddenly jostling for position in my brain. There's a touch of fear, curiosity, a larger dose of relief. Ah, yes, that explains it. There's uncertainty, a painful motherly concern. But there, from the back, elbowing everything else out of the way, comes a raging screw you, targeted at the world in general. This malevolent I told you so doesn't seem to care or even recognize that both my daughter and I have been incredibly well supported by innumerable people throughout the years. Instead, it's aware only of all the times I have not been heard, keenly aware of all the times my daughter, not yet armed with a compassion-raising label, has been marginalized by both children and their parents when it comes time for playdates and birthday parties. And it is this I told you so that has me wanting to fist pump right now, that makes me want to propel out of the chair and whoop. I've been living with my daughter for 8 years now, and for 7 of those years, I have both worried and wondered what was wrong with my kid. I've turned to those close to us. I'm worried, I've said. Most of the time, the people I'm talking to understand. We agree that my daughter is a loving, beautiful, hilarious little girl. We agree that we adore her, and we agree that she is walking at least one step out of time. But right now, I don't remember any of that. Right now, what's coming to mind are all the times when whoever I turn to shut me down. You've just got to understand her better. She needs more discipline. You're too strict. There's nothing wrong with that kid. She's just a genius. Comments like these left me gasping in my chair because they reinforced what secretly, all along, I've believed was true. It wasn't her. It was me. In the hands of another parent, she'd do better. There's nothing wrong with my kid, but her parent sure sucks. And as my daughter grew into a girl in first grade and then a girl in second grade without any real friends, without being able to read, without great social skills, as I worried and wondered what was going on with my kid, that one thought kept coming back. It's not her. It's you. And so I turned to other people to get their opinions and advice because I didn't trust my own. This, I realize now, hearing that my daughter has high-functioning autism, is why I want to fist pump. It is why I am not listening to the psychologist and am instead imagining phoning up a couple of acquaintances and saying, as it turns out, I'm not such a bad parent after all. And all of this is why I am mostly very, very angry. I am angry because I have been fighting for years to find the key to unlock my child. I have agonized over the way that I mothered her, agonized about whether I should push for her to get a diagnosis or if I should not. And I am angry that for the longest time, I took the anxiety-laden path of inaction rather than acting decisively in the best interests of my child. I am angry because of all the pierced, frowny faces I have seen on other parents as they disapproved of my daughter's temper tantrums or oddly inappropriate behavior. And I know exactly what they were thinking because before I got a child like my daughter, I thought those things myself. That child is out of control. That child needs better parenting. My child would never behave like that. And then I got my daughter, and it turned out she did behave like that. And I adore her so. And when she is not invited to birthday parties by the judgmental parents of normal children, I feel all the years of my own judgments coming back to haunt, yes, me, but worse still, my child. And that is why I am angry. I am angry because for years I've been wondering if something was up with my kid, and the person who didn't listen to my concerns the most was me. I smile at the psychologist. I agree to further testing for my daughter. I acknowledge that I am, in fact, delighted to send her for further testing. And at the same time, it takes the sheer force of my will to not leap out of my chair, to not scream, "I bloody well told you," to anyone who would listen. But mostly, just at me. For the Sunday edition, this is Kyla Hannington in Nanaimo.